USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian President Vladimir Putin describes this past weekend's brief mercenary rebellion as criminal activity. The Wagner Group boss said in a statement that the march was a protest. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin claims the U.S. and Ukraine were rooting for the rebels.
This kind of suicide is precisely what the neo-Nazis in Kiev and the West wanted.
China has praised Russia's reaction. In Paris, Ross Cullen says EU foreign ministers are following the situation, but reiterated their position that they believe it is an internal matter.
They said that Russian division underlines Ukrainian unity, saying it was crucial to remain focused on the EU's objectives to secure peace in Ukraine as soon as possible and achieve the return of all Ukrainian territory occupied by Russia. Ross Cullen in Paris.
At the State Department in Washington, D.C.
Certainly a new thing to see President Putin's leadership directly challenged.
That's what State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters on Monday. Americans may experience issues at the airport as delays and cancellations pile up after intense storms hit parts of the country. According to FlightAware, over 2,200 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. had been canceled in the last 18 hours or so. Attorneys for both sides in the case of the school resource officer charged with not confronting the Parkland, Florida school shooter presenting their closing arguments.
He was sacrificed. He was thrown under the bus.
The defense attorney for Broward Sheriff's Office Deputy Scott Peterson arguing his clients being blamed for a series of failures. Prosecutors, on the other hand,
at what point during that inaction did he know that his failure would cause additional injury and additional death.
17 people died in the 2018 shooting. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
A new variant of COVID-19 has been detected in several western states.
Cases of the EU11 strain have been confirmed in North Dakota, South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. It's believed EU11 could be more transmissible, and at this time, the cases of the strain account for 8.7% of COVID cases in all those states. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A handful of Secret Service agents have testified before the grand jury investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
Reports say roughly five or six agents gave testimony as part of the probe into whether former President Trump committed any crimes. It's being led by Special Counsel Jack Smith. What information the agents may have provided to the grand jury is not known. I'm Brian Shook.
Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis visiting the Texas border for the first time, he's laying out an immigration policy that would not allow claims of asylum between the ports of entry.
We'll do it through executive action where we will not entertain those claims.
Speaking in the border town of Eagle Pass, DeSantis says he will reinstate the Trump policy of remain in Mexico. An Indiana man robbed a woman and then asked her out on a date on social media. Police say Amber Biron was checking her mailbox when Damian Boyce held her at gunpoint. He eventually asked her out. He was also charged with robbery and is being held on bond. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.